Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I enjoy diving into an ethereal conversation with anyone who feels the desire to stir the pot of consciousness and dig deep into the realm of possibility. My search for dynamic and engaging dialogues with anyone who cared to survey or question their own existence has taken my mind many places. During one of my workshops, I was asked, when I started studying my life path, there were many intense events and profound conversations that changed my life for the better, even as a child. I always had a habit of asking questions and embracing wonderment when I was unclear. I quickly scanned my life for the exact moment that I felt was the most penetrating, life-changing experience on my spiritual progression path. The direction of my path changed in December 1988. From that point, nothing, and I mean nothing, would ever be the same. It was particularly painful because my faith in God had exploded into tiny fragments and I lost all assurance that He was out there, watching over us or listening to us down here on Earth. It was December 21st, 1988, when Pan Am Flight 103 from London to New York City exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland. There were 270 people killed. 1 month later, in January 1989, 5 children were killed and 29 wounded when a man jumped out of his car in Stockton, California and sprayed a crowded playground with gunfire. The Lockerbie plane crash had already rattled me, and when the children in California were shot, I cried for days for the innocent victims. While mourning their deaths without having known any of them, I questioned the existence of God and my life purpose. Who was I and why was I here? I was fed up with all the death, destruction, and negativity in the world. At the same time, I was teaching Sunday school, and I had a Bible study group for elementary school children. The news on television was twisting my mind out of control, and I could not get the fear of those children out of my mind. I pictured over and over again the fear in their eyes and their pained cries for their mommies. The conflicts running through my mind were so overwhelming that I decided to call my pastor, Tom Sale. When I called Tom, my anger had already manifested into rage. I was yelling and crying because I did not understand how this could happen to innocent people. I could not comprehend. If there was a God, how could this be happening? And if Tom was a man of God, how could he support a God that would let this happen to innocent people, especially the children? Tom was patient and composed while I went into an emotional meltdown. Then he asked me to come out to the church so we could discuss the matter further. I slammed down the phone and sped off to his office. I pulled into the church parking lot, tossing dust and gravel everywhere as I parked my car sideways. Slinging open the car door, I threw it shut to show God my rage and marched into the church fully prepared to blame Tom, God, and anyone else that dared to walk in my path. Mascara was running down my scarlet red face and I was sweating with anger. When Tom saw me, he stretched out his arms to hold me and comforted me just like a father. He invited me into his office and asked me to sit down. I shouted back, "No." Then he persisted, "Loretta, sit." He gave me a box of tissues and began, "Loretta, you know I like to jog." He initiated most of his sermons this way. With a tired voice, I said, "Tom, please don't start with me." Looking so peaceful and calm, he said, "Loretta, you know I like to jog. And sometimes when I leave the house to jog, it's after a rain. And after a rain, there are earthworms spread all over the pavement. As I look at the distance, I can see the sun will be out soon. I know that when the sun comes out, it will dry up the pavement and the earthworms will die. I stop and I pick one up and I throw it into the grass. And I jog some more. Then I stop, pick up another, and throw it into the grass." I interrupted him and said, "Tom, I think I know what you're trying to tell me. You're trying to tell me that I can't save the world. I can only do what I can do." He smiled and said, "That's right." From that moment on, my life was completely different. It took me a while to get over my anger and become conscious on a daily basis. Years later, with my faith fully back on track, September 11th happened. And on that date, I knew the difference between God's will and man's free will. Folks, a change in your spiritual progression path does not happen overnight. It takes daily regimented practice and repetition to break old thought patterns and habits. If we continually made good decisions, there would be nothing else for us to learn. We would simply turn to light and leave the planet, because our work would be done. Our lives are more than just going to work, making money, and coming home. Embracing complications, dilemmas, and quandaries is stimulating, life-changing, and worth it. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.